Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor GWG Reporter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and the roundabout areas. Sending each one of you today greetings, greetings, greetings on this chilly day. Yes, yes. Are you being chilled too? Okay. The nation is chilled today. We got so much going on today, don't we? My God. Now we got a chill. Snowed in a lot of people. And oh, my goodness, the wind chills is really something else. It's winter time, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Are you enjoying it? Yes. You sleep better, right? Amen. We all can sleep better that can get to sleep. We thank God for you, you, and you on this day. It's still the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Now give us a call today if you are able, if you take your hands from under the cover, and give us a call, 347-857-3925. Come on, warm up now. I'm going to warm you up today, all right? Okay, here's Sister Dan. Are you warm yet?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords. You're that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. We say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, Father, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness. And those that we're praying for, Lord, forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions. Grieving the Holy Spirit, Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we thank you for this brand new day, Lord, Father, a day that wasn't promised to us, Lord. Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord, Father. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Father, what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you for those prayers that you have already answered, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for those prayers, Lord, Father, that you're answering, Lord, Father, as we pray, and those that you're about to answer. Father, we ask, Lord, Father God, even our listeners, touch and agree with us as we pray, Lord, Father God. Father, for the people on the prayer list, Lord, Father. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, we ask you, let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Patricia right now, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father, to continue to touch her and her unborn child, Lord, Father. Father, we thanking you right now for full-term pregnancy with no complications right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Keep them covered, Lord, Father, under the blood right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kenya, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you to continue to touch her body right now, Lord, Father. We thank you for bringing her through those surgeries, Lord, Father. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, it was nobody but you, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Oh, Father, we give you all honor, glory, and praise. Thanking you, Lord, Father, for just hearing prayers, Lord. So, Father, we ask you to continue to touch and heal her body right now. In the name of Jesus, and Father, may she continue to give you the praise and glory, Lord, Father, that's due unto your holy name. Father, we hold before you Naomi, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now for continually touching her body, Lord, Father. Father, when the doctors gave up on her, Lord, Father, you didn't, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for keeping her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, she too continued to give you the praise and the glory, Lord, Father, knowing that it was nobody but you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Oh, Father, continue to heal her body as well, Lord, Father, as we speak to that tumor and we say dry up right now from the root cause right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Father, we hold before you Bishop Clark, Lord, Father. Father God, touch him right now, Lord, Father, as we speak healing to his body right now. From the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. We're thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your healing virtue flowing through and through him right now. And every cell right now, line up with the word of God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we're praying right now, Lord, Father, for the troops right now, Lord, Father, that headed off, Lord, Father God, over to the Middle East, Lord, Father. We ask him for mercy right now, Lord, Father. Father, as we pray, Lord, Father God, for the peace over there right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Deneen, Koya, Craig, Akim, Kishon, Rebecca, Calvin, Lord, Father. Father, as we hold them before you and all others, Lord, Father God, Father, that's in the military, Lord, Father, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch their families right now, Lord, Father, that they may continue to pray right now. Father, not just only, Lord, Father, for their family member, Lord, Father, but for the entire, Lord, Father, military force right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you our president right now, Lord, Father. Oh, Father, touch him right now in the name of Jesus, knowing, Lord, Father, he can do no more than you allow him to do, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for each and every prayer cell rising up right now, Lord, praying and interceding right now, Lord, Father God, for this nation right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we hold before you Heather, Lord. Father, touch her right now, Lord, Father, as we pray for her salvation, Lord, Father. Peace and comfort right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father, you know what she's in need of, Lord. And we thank you. We glorify and magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for continue touching Richie right now, Lord. Father, continue to heal his body right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for what you have done for him. We thank you for bringing him through those surgeries and every complication, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, for bringing him through them, Lord. Father, thanking you, Lord, Father, for everything. Father, continue to touch his mother, Elizabeth, Lord. Continue to give her the strength that she needs in you right now as she stay by her son's side right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you this broadcast, covering it under the blood and canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder, Lord, Father, anyone speaking, Lord, or listening on it right now. We render that assignment null and void in the name of Jesus. Father, touch our listeners right now. Give them the ears to hear and a heart to receive the word as it comes forth right now, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, Father God, that anyone on this line, Lord, Father God, or anyone that is listening, maybe on the computer, Lord, Father, that they will call in, Lord, Father, if they need to accept you as their Lord and Savior in their life. Father, if they need prayer, Father God, or have that praise report, Lord, Father, let them press the one right now. Father, I ask you to decrease my apostle and deacon right now, Lord, Father, as you increase in them, Father, show up and show out and have your way In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Now, if your name wasn't called, that's because you didn't give it. Okay, give us a call, 347-857-3925, and give us your prayer requests, okay? What you have, you want God to do for you? What are you in need of God doing right now? Huh? How about, you know, maybe you just want to let us know that you enjoyed the broadcast, whatever may come. You know, at this time, you know, you can, praise God, you can do whatever, okay? This is your time, all right? Hello. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Cole. How's your morning?
I'm fine. We have the sun down here.
Oh, you just want to rub it in.
Hello. We have
you
the sundown here shining. Well, I have sent you some kisses and hugs some day ago.
Okay, yes.
And I'm calling to say thank God. My two daughters, them have get a job that they was looking for.
Oh, good. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tell them, say, hey, I'll be your pastor, so I'm looking for your dad.
Okay. So I'm saying thank you, Lord.
No, praise God. I'm so happy. Yes, yes, yes. Now she's going to get her house.
Huh?
Now she's going to get her house now, huh?
I guess so.
Oh.
Hello?
Yeah. She's going to get it. She's going to get her house now. All right. Yes. What is Matia doing?
Well, she's doing good in school. She
has
an honor roll still. And she's playing the piano. And she's playing a violin.
Oh, wow. She's being very musical, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have her in she plays music.
Yeah, that's good. Can she sing, too?
After that, we put her in a singing class.
She might as well do it all. Praise God. Now you see what God is doing.
Hello?
God is blessing. Yes, yes, yes. God is blessing. Yeah. And the rest of the family is doing good?
Thanks.
They're doing nice. Well, that was slow.
Hello?
I see you was a little slow in answering that. Praise my God. But I'm so glad. I'm so happy for them for having to get them find a job they want, you know, one that they were looking for. That is good. That's just like God. Ain't that just like, hallelujah. Amen. This cold day here, some kind of cold here. All right. We think we up north. We up there with Sister Elizabeth in Connecticut. Oh, my God, my God. God is good. God is good. Mm. And we thank God for you. Okay, thank God for you. Amen, amen, amen. See, we got some praise reports. I was supposed to read, but I forgot. I done got overjoyed and forgot. Praise God. I was so busy enjoying that that praise report. God tell you, God is good, isn't he?
Mm.
To all of us. Don't matter in the cold weather or the heat. Amen. Amen. All right, I'm going to read this word today. Character is not a single quality, but a three-dimensional achievement built on the foundation of decision, direction, and dedication. Character is not a single quality, but a three-dimensional achievement built on the foundations of decisions, directions, and dedication. Which one are you built on today? It will show your quality today. Amen? Hallelujah. And God good. I tell you, if it wasn't for God on our side, tell me, what would we do? We wouldn't know what to do with ourselves, would we? Bless God. God is so good. Amen, amen. I tell you, we had such a time last night in our Bible talk. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. We had a time. We had a good time. I mean, a glorious time. Hallelujah. God is just good, good, good to us. Now, can we have a good time today? My, my, my. God is still good. He's still a God that can do anything but fail. Now, we thank God for Deacon Mike. We thank God for Sister Diane. We thank God for Sister Elizabeth. We thank God for Sister Nessie. I thought to call her Lenore, wasn't I? We thank God. We thank God for her also. And most of all, we thank God for you. Wherever you are today listening, I appreciate you listening. I do pray that you call me. Just encourage me to be encouraged that you are on the other end. Can you do that? 347-857-3925 and press the 1. Amen. And somebody will be talking with you. I'd like to know for this new year, what is God doing? Did you hear Sister Nessie there? She had a blessing. God has blessed her at this new year.
Amen.
Yes, indeed. Amen. The beginning of the new year. Isn't that God good? Ha, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. God is good. I am going to get started. I'm trying to be nice today, you know.
Yes.
Praise God. Because God is so good to us, isn't he?
Yes.
Tell you, I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. God knows I would. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm just waiting for the mailman to bring me a check, you know. Hallelujah. I'm just, the mailman ain't even come this way. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll just wait for the mailman to bring me a check. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, aren't we supposed to expect the unexpected? We believe in God. And so, listen, he's working this everything out this year. Oh, yes, he is. And some of you need healing in your bodies. And God is going to work that out right now. He's working it out right now. Right now he's working it out. Hallelujah. But, see, the fact is you don't want to accept it. You don't want to accept it. You want to accept it if the doctors say everything is all right. Well, go to the doctor and see if it's all right after God tell you it's going to be all right. Isn't that the best thing to do? Praise God. Hallelujah. I know. I'm preaching up something this morning, huh? Oh, God. Hallelujah. But a familiar scripture, that, you know, we've been on for several weeks now. I keep going back to this scripture, and I saw something in it that I wanted to talk about, you know, today. You know, it's in Leviticus, the 10th chapter. Leviticus, the 10th chapter. And starting at the first verse, and Nadab and Abihu, that's the H-U on the end, Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. All right, I'll just read the third verse for you. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come near me, and before all the people I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Well, nothing else for him to say, was it? Not a thing. And what we're going to talk about now, guess what? The strange fire. Strange fire. See? And they offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. Oh, my God. That should say a whole lot right there. Shouldn't that say a whole lot? Let me see. Now, both of them now, Nadab and Abihu, I'm going to say it like that, desired to do what? Function in their father's role as a chief priest. What are we talking about? Now, it would go with our lesson on last night. God ain't called them to do that. He didn't even give them no message to do that. He didn't send them no message to do that. But anything, he said that he did what? He commanded them not. All right? So now, they offered strange fire. Now, they went out and put fire in the censer and incense on it and everything and offered it up to God. So now we're going to have to think about, what are we offering to God? Are we giving him the dregs that we get? We want to just offer God any old thing, don't we? See what I'm talking about? This is what we want to do today. And we give God the leftovers. We give him the leftovers of our monies. We give him the leftover of our time. If I have time, God, I will go to church and attend the church. If I have time, Lord, I will do this, that, or the other. Strange fire, you see. You're offering God strange fire today, and you find this being served up in most churches today. People will not give their all to God. They give him what they considered, if I have time. I can't make it because I'm busy. Come on now, think about it. Strange fire. This is what's being served today, and we wonder what happened, because everyone is offering God up strange fire, fire that he didn't call. See? They gave fire that God didn't call. So what did he do? Since you want to play with fire, God says, and there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. See what I'm talking about? You're going to mess around, and what happened? You're going to get a hold of the wrong fire. When you start trying to do what somebody else doing, or when you started trying to do what God didn't tell you to do, you get into big trouble. Because today, many people are serving in the church today with strange fire. They don't even know they're using strange fire. Hmm? They don't know this until it got real hot, like the Hebrew boys was in the furnace. See? The fire was not strange to the Hebrew boys. See? It was there because of God. But then when it was other people there that was not commissioned to go through the fire, they burned. They were devoured. Do you get the picture? Hello, somebody. See? We have to mind today what type of fire we using here. We got to think about it today. Before we jump off and say, I'm going to do this or that, I want to be a preacher, I want to be a pastor, I want to be this, and I want to be that. First long, so did God call you. Well, these two, God did not call them to do any of that, what they were doing. But because of who their father was here, what happened? They wanted to do what their father done. See? You can't do that. You know what people do say. They didn't ask God, but what they do is say, well, my son's going to be pastor in my stead if anything happened to me. Did you ask God, should your son be the pastor, or is he going to be a pastor just because it's your son? See, these two guys, let me tell you, they tried to function in the wrong role. God didn't call them in that role. See, is God calling you in that role to be the pastor in his stead? If he go, well, since he gone, I'm going to be the pastor now. No, you better find out if God wants you to, because you could be dead by morning. A strange fire could come along. See? We jump into things without asking God and waiting for an answer. See, we want the answer right now just because you're going to demand God to answer you right now. He's supposed to answer, but he don't. He don't answer till he get ready, till you are ready. See, and if you are not ready, that means he didn't call you. Now, what you do if he tell you, say, no, my child, this is not where I want you at. This is not the right assignment. What would you do then? Come on, talk to me now. Talk to me. Talk back. Talk back. Just talk while you listening. Amen. Praise God. Because the Lord is the one that judge all strange fires. He know which fire is his, and he know which fire is not his. See? You know what? I think the church world needs some learning, need to go to somebody's school, let some teacher come in, somebody that know the word come in and teach something, because we feel like we can dictate to God what we want to do, not what he wants us to do, what he has already planned for us to do. We want to do what we want to do. Everybody want to do what they want to do because everyone think they God. We have more people out here now leading the blind leading the blind. Why is the blind leading the blind? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. The blind, show leading the blind. Y'all, I'm going to get this girl. She wanna show me a red bird, so that means the Holy Ghost is round the house. Amen. The red bird just was right on the bush there just now, somewhere out there. And she just interrupted me. She interrupted my thought talking about the red bird. Lord Jesus, thank you for the Holy Ghost, Father. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. There ain't no strange fire, at least, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. At least it ain't no blackbird. Ooh, I am glorifying God because it's a red bird, not a blackbird. Thank you for the blessing today, God. See, be talking about strange facts. If God do not. Now, you know, to give you an explanation to a degree here is this. I guess why she was so enthused about the red bird. She loved the red bird. We have one at the back door and we have one at the front door. All it, she be looking for the birds. She be out here looking for the birds all the time. So she found it. He come right up to the window today. He come up here today. Amen. So it could be readily seen. We see it now. But what happened? It's not strange. Guess what we used to see? A blackbird usually come up there. Somebody sends blackbirds to our house. And also don't send them no more now because it's coming back to your house. We send it right back to your house. Okay? I don't usually send them back to somebody, but I'm tired of y'all sending blackbirds and black this to my house. Now I'm sending it right back to you. Okay? Go back to your house. That's, it came from your house. Let them perch on you. All right, and send all the evilness to you. Praise God. Now, Lord, I'm sorry, God, but you know you get fed up, don't you, with this here. But I'm so happy about the red bird because she done brought him up and interrupted me. My thought, I forgot what I was talking about. My God. Amen. But the strange signs in the church, get Diane, y'all. You want to get on somebody, get her. But let me tell you, the Lord will judge strange signs. And do you not know, he said, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. If you don't like a person, you don't like a person, but don't sit up and try to do harm to them just because you don't like them. You need to find out why you don't like them. You see? That's the bottom line. And when you find out, ask God to forgive you and help you to love them in Christ. Okay? You may not like their ways. You understand? Their conversation. There's maybe lots of things you may not like about them, but ask God to help you love them. Okay? Now, that's the thing for the day. Okay? So you can get out of that strange fight. You in. See, we have a need in the church. See, does not mean you have to receive all a call or commission from the Lord to fill that particular need. Now, every church has something they need somebody to do. But don't you think you should ask God first before you go do it? I wouldn't go get a job and take a job unless I ask God, is this the job? I don't care how I want that job. Could be making six figures if it won't. Me and the job might not get along after I get it, then it won't do me no good, would it? See? And they fire you, okay, for whatever reason they fire you. But let me tell you, fire is very important to God. See? Very important. Now, think about just why he did that. After they sit up there going through burning incense and doing all this stuff, you know, trying to be the chief priest. That's all he was trying to be because Aaron was the chief priest. They were trying to be. See? They trying to be a priest. And God ain't called them to be no priest. See? I don't care if he was his son. He ain't called them to be no priest. Because what are they telling? They want to go against Moses. They want to go against Moses. See? All these people get crazy. Well, Moses ain't the only one. And what do y'all say? You tell the pastor. And some people tell the pastor to the face. You ain't got nothing. How you know? You wouldn't know if they were Jesus in the flesh there. You wouldn't know. See? But because we do nothing but what? Try to imitate other people. We are using strange fires. Do you get it? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord is going to judge them strange fires. And that's the warning. The warning is the Lord is going to judge the strange fire. You see? So we ought to learn to that, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, he used, that, you know what? One day we should do a word on fire. Because there's so many ways God used fire for so many different things. You see? So many. And listen, you and one everybody should ask for is the Holy Ghost fire. You know, the fire that was on came up when ads fire wasn't fire. When it say ads, that means it looked like it's fire. But it is the spiritual fire. See? So we have so many different fires that can be used, but are they being used according to God's plan? Okay? We need it to be used according to God's plan. And I don't blame the churches that don't believe in the Holy Ghost. They don't even talk about the Holy Ghost. See? Because they don't know about it. And they don't want to accept it. And they don't, isn't that strange? They don't want to accept it in their church. In their church. Now, it ain't God's church. Because God's church got the Holy Ghost. Fire. Their church, they don't want to accept the Holy Ghost. Now, how are you going to serve God and serve Jesus and you don't want to accept the Holy Ghost? Is something wrong with that picture? Maybe y'all call me and tell me if I'm wrong and I got something wrong there. I don't mind. But it don't make sense to me, you see, because it's in the book. He says, and then you're going to baptize in the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, how are you going to even baptize anybody? Are you being baptized? What are you being baptized in? See? You saying the Holy Ghost when you baptize folks. But you don't want nobody to preach about the Holy Ghost in the church, in your church. Now, see, somebody's off the grill here. You know, that don't make sense. What you going to baptize somebody with something you don't believe in? You don't make sense at all. You need to close your door and just say you one of the cults or something. Okay? That's what you saying. How can you say you don't believe in it? And it's in the book. You must not believe in reading your Bible. See? You read your Bible and you don't see it in it. You don't see the Holy Spirit in it. You don't see where God say he is a spirit and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. What spirit and what truth would a person be worshiping God in? If they don't believe in it. He is a holy God. That's what he said. And he, what is he doing? Looking for a holy people. You cannot even confess that you are a holy people if you're in a church but don't believe in the Holy Ghost. And then what? And what you gonna do with the scripture? Jesus, he said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" Huh? You gonna tear that out of the Bible? Oh, I know. That's a little rough on you, cause you didn't understand that, huh? But it's strange fire. Anything that you consider you going to implicate it in the gospel and you have doubts, you don't believe in it, but you're going to use it as a word from the Lord. That is strange. See, if there's another word we can use, it probably is, but that is very strange. Then I don't want to be there. No, I'll try to help you understand about the Holy Ghost or get the Holy Ghost, receive the Holy Ghost. And the only way you can get it is to ask for it. Ask God to baptize you with it. See? Now, listen, when it comes, I don't know when it's going to come to you, when your heart is right. There's no more doubt. But you believe the unadulterated word of the living God. See? And people, what do people do? They feel like, well, I can do better than that. I'm going to do it this way. See? This is what they did. They're going to do it their way. Not according to what God is saying. I'm going to do it my way. And these guys, listen here, they went against God's man, God's set man, Moses, and Aaron too. See, when they start telling them about, you know, how they seeing all the congregation, the holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them, wherefore then lift you up yourselves above the congregation. See, they talking to them like, see, that sound good, didn't it? But it was strange thought. It sounded good when they was talking to Moses. Moses didn't get up and say, want to beat him down. He didn't do that. He just go to God. Went to God about this. And God told him what to do. Now, when God tells Moses what to do, you better watch out. It might not be so good for you. See, you talking about some strange fire coming forth. Burn. Think about this here. All of Sodom and Gomorrah. Think about all that. All that fire. Okay? Think about it. A whole two cities burned down. Two cities and the people in it. The cows, cats, and the rats, and everything else. You wouldn't want that to happen, do you? We don't really know, but we do know. We do have suspicion, don't we? Considering when this country, Australia, burned. When people turn from God, anything such as to happen, when they don't want God no more. I don't know how true it was, but somebody reported that there was a whole lot of locusts took over Russia. I wasn't in Russia. I ain't in Russia. But I'll tell you this much. If it is, God is at work. Hello. I'm just telling y'all. When you start taking down churches and churches can't preach and putting them in jail and killing them and all of that because they preaching the gospel, the word that you don't believe in, if you don't believe in it, how is it hurting you? You don't believe it anyway. That's to every country, every person. That don't believe. You say you're an atheist, so why are you mad? Because somebody else believes in it. Why you want to kill them? The nations that want to kill the people talking about Jesus and everything. Well, if you don't believe in it, how is it going to hurt you? And why you want to kill people about it? Huh? Strange fire, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hmm? Strange. You have done what? Caused strange fire to come. Hmm? If you are of the satanic group, huh? What are you mad about? You started this mess. Hmm? Because you don't want to serve God. You cause your own strange fire. Huh? God didn't tell you to start that reformation you got there. He's talking about, I don't believe God, ain't no God, God don't exist, and all of that stuff. Keep that to yourself. If that's what you believe, go right along with it, and you take whatever God give you and stop fussing and trying to kill somebody else because they do believe in God. Nothing but strange fire burning all around. Hmm? When you see things happen the way they are happening, think about strange fire. I'll just give you a little something to think about today. Think about it. Hmm? You see the way the world is being God's armies are going forth. Huh? You ask God, was that a strange fire there? They were doing something they shouldn't have done or wasn't supposed to do or you didn't order. Think about it. Hmm? Think about it. Because God's going to judge all strange fire. Hmm? What are you trying to do? What God are you building now? Is it the one that Paul tore down in the New Testament, the God of Diana? Huh? They built them a God, made them a God. Hmm? That's a strange fact. Every time you see an atheist, huh? Wiki Wiki, whatever the name is, whatever they name themselves, it don't matter. Strange fires. Huh? And if there's a strange fire going on, there's a strange God. He is not the God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is not that one true and living God. The only God. He is not Jehovah God. See? We want to take on everybody else's God. And you want to know what's wrong with the United States? Because everybody want to take on everybody else's God but the only true and living God. And some are making them gods. Strange fires going on, huh? They putting a cross on it, but you don't believe in God. Now, you ever seen the satanic church don't believe in God, but they're going to make them a cross too? It's a cross. A cross is a cross. X, cross. Hey, look at it. It's a cross. It's just a matter of why are you substituting? Get you another sign. Huh? Strange gods being built today. They want to be like the true and living God. So they have to do what? Make them a substitute. Substitute signs. Substitute gods. Substitute worship. Songs and everything is being made nothing but strange fires that God didn't ordain it. I mean, he didn't ordain it. He let it happen because it come from the devil. He allowed it to happen because that's where you went. Because then he give you a free will. Choose you this day whom you gonna serve. Didn't he say that? Tell you to choose. And you chose. Hmm? Everybody want to be a witch? Everybody want to be a warlock now? They leaving the Christian faith, going up to talking about, it's what is wrong with you? You allow the enemy to twist your mind. That's heartbreaking to some. You was, oh, you were such a devoted Christian, and you were this. What happened? He's still the same God. He ain't changed. Huh? You just don't want to do what he say. You don't want to obey him and do what he say. Stop sinning. See? If you like a woman like woman and a man like man, you want to keep doing that because you want God to permit it. See? And God ain't going to permit that. See? The devil made that stuff up. And you go along with it, and when he don't do it, you don't want to go with God no more because the devil doing better. When you wanted riches, you want a whole lot of money and a whole lot of fame and everything. So you go along with the devil because God wouldn't give it to you. He know it wouldn't. It's bad for you. It's going to destroy you. Because, let me tell you, you can look at these young ball players, got a whole lot of money, and some of them ain't got a dime to their name left. Because they didn't know how to handle it. So then you want to sell your soul to the devil so that you can get some money and be famous. What good is the fame going to do you in hell? You're going to have some others know you're down there too. But why you want to go into eternal flames? That the flame never will go out. It'll always be burning you. You will cry constantly. Why do you want to do that? Tell me you don't believe in God. And you know your mama raised you to believe in God, most mothers. Not some of these modern day ones, they just raising their kids up to believe in Satan, to do magic, to do all this crazy stuff. Voodoo, hoodoo, and everybody else's do. This is what's going on today, and you're not looking, you're not listening. It's all right, you can call me crazy if you want to. I'm really crazy in love with Jesus and Father God. Yes. Commit myself, my ways unto him. It don't matter that I'm not rolling over in dope because I know he's going to make a way. He always will and always has. He gonna still make a way, not because you want me to be like you, to forget God. I don't want to forget God. That's a dangerous walk, forgetting God. I want to hold on to him. I want to get closer to him. I want to have a more of an intimate relationship with God. That when I sneeze, he'll say, here's a tissue, wipe your nose. That's how close I want to be. You see what I'm saying? Close to God. Closer to him. Not far away. This is no time to run off somewhere else with something else you don't know about. It's not time for you to start indulging in strange fires. Stop indulging in the strange fires because it can only lead to death. Isn't that what he did? He devoured them and they died before the Lord. Before the Lord. Lord was looking at him because he the one sent his fire. He put his fire out there on him. Do you see? Do you want that to happen to you? I don't think so. You don't want that to happen. Don't let the devil fool you. Oh, I don't care. I don't care about it because I ain't going. Well, don't go. But don't sit up and try to put me down because I'm going. I love church. I don't care what they say. I don't care how many preachers out there don't do what they're supposed to do. They got the answer to God. That's their strange fire they're dealing with. I don't want to be a part of it. Do you? I hope not. See, I don't want to be a part of it. I don't indulge in what other people are trying to do out there in the house of God. I try not to do it. And if I find myself doing something I ain't supposed to do, I say, Lord, help me, Jesus, to save me, deliver me from myself. Because sometimes you can be a danger to your own self, burn up your own house. See? Sometimes we can do these things. We think we're doing right, or we ain't hurt nobody. You know how we say, I ain't hurt nobody. Yes, you will. You hurt yourself, and whoever connected to you is hurt. And you say you can't. We got to think about these things. I think about these things. They ain't hurt nobody but myself. Can you say that to yourself? No, you don't want to say that to yourself. But listen, God wants to be glorified, folks. He wants to be glorified. He's given you some fire. He's given each one of us the Holy Ghost and fire. He's blessed us in that way to have that anointed one to be with us and to guide us and to lead us. See, he gave us that power. When he said, Jesus said, I give unto you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. He gave that to you. So if you cannot walk in that vein of what he's given you, you have taken on strange fires. See, because God promised you, and he did what he said. He is not, the Bible says, short concerning his promise. He going to do whatever he said he was going to do for you. Now, if he promised you that you out here playing with strange fire and you going to die, you going to die. Okay? So don't go, don't think, oh, I know him. Oh, yeah. You ain't repenting. Did you repent? If you don't repent, you know, that fire going to get hotter and hotter. Like them Hebrew boys, that fire was so hot inside that furnace that they threw them in. To the people standing outside, the fire was real strange to them because it consumed them, sucked them right on into the furnace. Nobody didn't have to throw them in. The fire just sucked them in, didn't it? It devoured them. That was God's fire. Reached out and got you because you're doing wrong. You're putting my people in the fire. See? You're going, who, they won't go against my word, but you go against my word and you want to burn them up. Don't that sound like what's going on in the world today? Different countries killing the preachers, cutting their heads off and all this stuff because they believe in God and they won't deny Jesus Christ. They know what the Bible says. They done, evidently they read it. He said, if you deny me before men, I'm going to deny you before my Father. Hello. And they don't want to get denied before God. Say, yeah, hey, you can have this head because I'm going to be with God the next minute. Those are people without fear. Now, those are people without fear. See? Every place in this land, in this world, that hate Jesus, they just scared of him. They scared of God's people. Didn't you know that? Did you know why they do these things? Because they scared of God's people. They know the power that you have, and you don't even know it. Ooh! Hey, hallelujah. You don't know the power you have. But the devil do. Why you think he's scared of you? Why you think he tried to kill you? Why you think he sent his imps all the time trying to voodoo you and hoodoo you and everything? Because he's scared of you. What is he scared of? The power of Almighty God. That same Holy Ghost fire he's scared of. When God baptized you with it, let me tell you, and he made his ministers what? A flame of fire. Ministers of fire, that's what they are. And if they are ministers of fire, that means if you come too close, you get burned. Just make that furnace suck you right on out. And you ain't no more. Oh, my God. Can you see God working there? Think of God working in you. See what you have. I want you to know today just what God has given you. Each person, each one of you that is naming the name of Jesus, you done repented of your sins, you got filled with the Holy Ghost, everything that God gave you, the devil is afraid of you because of that power. Now think about this now. Just run back just a little bit further. Eve. What did he have to do with Eve? He had to destroy her. He had to take her down. He couldn't get to Adam, per se, but he'll get to the next thing to him, that rib that he got out of it. If he persuade her, he can persuade him. Because Adam done fell in love with his rib. Now he done fell in love with it. He loved that which God made him. And you know he was going to do what she say. Come on now. You know he was going to do what she said. He had it in his heart already. He wasn't watching Eve as she go over there and talk to the devil. He could have went over there and said, now, honey, you know that's the bad, wrong one to talk to. Now, he could have been over there and told her that. But no, he wanted some too. He wanted to eat it all the time. He was tempted all the time to eat that apple. But let me tell you, he just knew better than to do it. So he let her go and didn't even stop her from going over there messing with the devil, saying, baby, you know now, you know don't mess with him. He's the wrong person to talk to. Because God gave him power in that God. Leadership in that God. Everything in there, he knew what was there and who they was. See? If he named it what they were, he knew what their characters are, their disposition, their bad parts are. He knew what they was about. And he didn't tell her, baby, don't talk to him, because they ain't, you know, that's the worst thing you told, talk to him. See, but he wanted the apple too. He wanted to taste it, and he wanted good. He wanted no good and evil. He wanted to be God. He wanted to be God. See, God gave him all those components inside of him, like us today. We have it, but we have a choice. He also gave us a free will to choose which one we want to go with. See, people don't get that. Okay? They don't get it. Inside of him was that steaming inside. It ain't like he didn't know. He knew because it was in him. But he needs somebody to boost him. You know how every one of my friend told me, you know, and you let your friend get you out there in that strange fire. Do them strange things. against God. Isn't that what you do? Oh, you know you do it. The day it stops, tell the devil right now in Jesus' name it stops. Every devil in hell that come this way, you sent, you came by flight. I don't care if you flew here, if you rolled here, however you got a road here. Back, devil, back. Out of my life, out of my children's life. I'm not indulging in any more strange fire. I'm not indulging in anything that's against my God. No more. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. What kind of strange fire is you indulging in? Now, God called you. Everybody got a call. How do you answer your call? Are you answering your call through disobedience because you don't like the call? You want to be something else or do something else? Come on, talk to me now. Hello, praise God. Strange fire. It's burning all around you. Are you going to join them, say, hey, that looks good. There's more people there than it is over here. So I'm going over there. Just because it looks like more people there don't mean anything. Could be a whole lot of disobedience in the place. As they say, there's a Judas in every camp. Just a matter of time of him being revealed. Okay. Praise God. Strange. Serving without an order from God. Did you know that? God ain't tell you to do that. You do it anyhow. God say go over there on 9th Street. You over on 15th Street. You're at the wrong place. You ain't where God told you to be. Disobedience caused that fire too. Oh, it does more of it than it. And listen, it will get you, how you call it? Washed out of here quick. You be gone quick. You think a tsunami came through. God is quick now. God will send something so quick through and you don't know what happened. And he probably told a whole lot of you, get on to the church. Take your children to church too. Take them to Sunday school. Take them, you know, and all this. And you come out, oh, I'm tired and I got to work tomorrow and I got to do this. And God tell you to get to church and next thing you know something done happened. But you didn't hear? Hello? You didn't hear? The thing I like is that, remember the lady was on the news and I think she was from the Caribbean. Or she was going to the Caribbean or was the Caribbean, whatever way it was. Well, whatever way it was. And all of a sudden, God told her to get up and start the speaking in the tongues and shouting in the middle of the aisle. And they tried to make her quit, and she said, I can't quit, I can't quit, I can't quit. And she kept doing so. They was called the captain. Captain said, he going to have to land this plane because she got to sit down. She won't listen. She won't obey. And when they did, they find out something was wrong with the plane. And God was saying if he didn't, it was going to crash. The plane was going to crash. And the Holy Ghost was telling her to do it so they can land the plane. Other than that, if she'd told them, they weren't going to pay her no attention. Talking about, what you talking about? That's stupid. You know, because she was black anyway. Okay? And you know, they today, a lot of people don't want to believe when a black person tell them something. I don't know why. Blacks don't want to hear them either, to tell you the truth. Not the God things. See, they don't want to hear. you see? People with these strange fires, they always lighting them. They always igniting them somewhere, you know, and trying to do what? Put down the things of God and the people of God. Okay? All right. I'm going to cut up here and let Brother Mike, Deacon Mike, Sister Dan, one of y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I hope you enjoyed. If you didn't, call us and let us know. If you didn't, you didn't. Praise God. If you do, you do.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that wonderful word from Apostle Porter about that strange fire. You know, a lot of us probably been caught in situations that presented itself into one of these type of categories or systems or something, because of the fact that when we run into these type of people, it's how you say it, they don't want to listen, they don't want to hear, but when you give them the word anyway, it's out of your hands. Don't worry about it no more. Now, you would hope and pray that they understand and come in, but hey, some people don't have enough sense to get out of the rain, you know. So, I was thinking about that as Apostle was going, that it's, it, you know, people with the free will, they make up their mind where they want to go at. I'm going to just tell you like it is. They either want to go to heaven or they want to go to hell. They make up their own mind. That's on them. But just you don't go with them. You keep yourself together till you don't go with them. You keep yourself and in your mind into this word of God. That's the best way to be and the best thing to do. Because God, you know, God is always with us now. And when that Holy Spirit talk to you, and it's usually to tell you the right thing to do, but you're going to override it. And every time you override it, something happens. See? Because it's usually, you know, I used to tell people, usually your first mind is the right way to go. When you start trying to back up and analyze it and stuff, that's when you have a problem. Because when that sweet little still voice, when it talks to you, and that's in your mind and your conscience, that's the Spirit telling you what to do. But we had a habit of not listening. We got a habit that we're going to do it our way. This ain't Nike. You know, you do it the way God wants you to do it, not the way you want to do it. You know, just all we need to do is concentrate on God. And see, a lot of people lose their concentration. They lose their balance. When it comes to God, it's either me and my family or God. It's either me or God, you know, and you're losing your balance when it should be God, then you and your family, you know, because you got to get yourself right before you can help others. You can't help nobody if you ain't right, you know, because that's common sense. If you ain't doing right, people see you doing right, but you're going to talk to them about God, the first thing they're going to say is, oh, them people phony over there to that church. Now what you doing is you making a bad look on your pastor and your church because you out there doing your thing. You ain't out there doing God's thing. You ain't out there doing what the pastor and them told you to do. You out there on your own. So when you out there on your own, you can expect anything to happen. You can expect you can expect the devil just come at you and circle you because the devil know he got you because you out there on your own all willy nilly and the devil done circled around you and he got you where you can go in any direction except the right direction. Because you put yourself in there, you put yourself in that category. You put yourself in that strange fire. You might as well have walked in there yourself. You ain't had to worry about it because of the fact of the matter is you out there doing things on your own. You're not listening. You're not listening to what God says. You're not listening to the word of God.
But, you know, and then you got to look, a lot of people don't even want to read the Word of God. As apostles say, the ones that say they don't want the Holy Spirit and stuff in their church, now, when the Bible say that, what they do, skip that chapter?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the strangest thing. And as she was going about that, I was thinking a couple of weeks ago, Trump said he was going to go over there and bomb Iran and their holy sites. Do y'all know that them holy sites are Christian sites? Sites that he wanted to blow up? Those Christian sites? Those were Christian sites? Don't y'all know that a lot of Bible stories and Bible talk was out there? Do they know a lot of them was out there? A lot of those sites belong to Jesus and belong to us Christians that's out there? Now, what that tell you? That tell you that was an attack. That's an attack on the Christian community. Just like when ISIS was out there tearing up everything in Christian sites over there, because they didn't want the Christians to have anything. They want to erase God. They want to erase Jesus. The main thing, they want to erase Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. So we got to look at what's going on in the world today. As we speak at this time, we got people out there that want to destroy Christian people and the Christian Word of God. You got people want to take it down. You got people still out there trying to over in Congress and all that, trying to vote against anything got to do with church.
Uh-huh.
They even talking about taking the tax from the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the 501c. They even talking about taking all that from the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they don't want the church to have nothing, but then they want to tax the church because they feel they ain't getting enough money on everything else, so they want to tax the church. But the only thing they're doing is filling up their pockets.
That's it.
And the poor going to stay poor and the rich going to stay rich. Ain't nothing in between. So you might as well get on board with Jesus, because you'll be cool and calm, and God will tell you what to do. He will take care of you. But first of all, you got to take care of God. You got to be with Him. You can't straddle the fence these days because, hey, it's a mess. You know, when these times are changing the way they are now, we got to be on the good foot. As Jane Brown say, we got to be on the good foot. You know, we got to be right, we got to be on it, and we got to be on time. Because God does have a time for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, He did. He got a time for everything. You know, sometimes it might not be your time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to push it and rush it and try to help it along, because all you're going to do is make a mess. Your time is coming. It'll get there. You just got to be patient, keep praying, because a lot of times it's just a test for you. To see how you do, cause see, a lot of people can't handle that. They'll fold like a biscuit. Yeah, you know, like you cut a biscuit in half and put a top back on it, they'll fold like a biscuit. You know, so people have these strange things that they do that we need to see what's going on, because And as Apostles Ren say, took verse 1, it say, took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense therein and offered strange fire before the Lord. Now, when you out there doing things on your own like that, when you get yourself in predicaments like that, number one, they was trying to outdo Moses. You can't outdo God's people. That ain't happening. But they're going to try. They're going to make their own God. They're going to do their own thing. And you see what happened? God was not pleased.
But what you think about us today? God doesn't be pleased with things we do today. You know, as apostles say, we need to repent. And now understand what Paul said, we got to repent daily.
Daily.
Because something goes on 24/7. On, yes, everything to come around to you. So let's think about these things and let's be good. And here's Sister Diane. Yeah, that's
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word coming from Deacon Michael and Apostle Porter. I tell you, one thing I like, not even by the strange fire, but what are you giving God? And some people think that they could just give God anything or just come to God any kind of way and do God any kind of, you know, way. I tell you, knowing God is a God of order. And, you know, let's talk about giving God an offering. You know, you give God an offering, and it's like it could be, you know, your time, you know, your money. It's not always money, but whatever it is you give. But, you know, you can't mess with people's money. You know, some just like, you know, when they give that offering or, you know, any money onto God, it doesn't just have to be offering. You know, some people, then they have a second thought about, man, I could have used that money to do something else. Or even before you even get there and you're like, nah, I was going to give God this, but, you know, I'm just going to pinch off this much and just go ahead and just give God that. You know, God already knew us. He knew what we was going to do, and he wanted to do that work within us. But you hear that free will. Just like Adam and Eve had free will inside there. You cannot take the place of God. How are we going to God? And I like even, you know, our Bible talk. And when it says that, you know, one of the things that they talk about mentoring, it was the voice of the Lord will sound like that of your mentor. Who is your mentor, your leader? You know, and Moses was the mouthpiece of God. You can't be above that. You can't be them. And just like you have that leader have others under them as well that they also have in place. And to know that, you know, Aaron's sons, what they wanted to do, you know, they took it upon themselves and, you know, they feel they can do what their dad did. And, you know, it may not have nothing to do with it, but what came to me, I remember when I first came into the ministry and dealing with communion. And I didn't really understand, let's say the people that handles the communion, not any and anybody can handle God's stuff. You can't be living any kind of way and handling the communion. And I didn't understand that because I wanted the help, and I didn't understand that, you know, I'm not there yet. And I thank God now for, you know, the understanding, knowing that you just can't come to God any kind of way.
and think that it is okay. No, you can't. And just read in the Word. That's what just came to me when I thought about Aaron and now. I didn't touch it. Now let's make it clear. Now I didn't touch the stuff. I got understanding. I wanted to know why, and I got understanding. So I did not do what they did. You know, I wasn't disobedient. So I just want to let you know that. But getting a better understanding help us that we won't be disobedient. We won't feel a way, but understanding that knowledge is power. I just thank God for the word today. And let's check out our strange fire that we are sending up to God, especially those that, know better but won't do better. So you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. Now, you can bless the woman of God. You can bless this radio broadcast. You're keeping it here on air. You can visit our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. That's LOGION, and hit the donate button, knowing that no donation is too small or too great. You can also send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. So go ahead and you can sow that seed today. And just thank God for what He's about to do for you in this time, in this day. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I let
God,
let Him have,
let God have His way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at back then.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I let
God,
let Him have. Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in His hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying.
Let God have His way.
That's when things start happening. and let God let go. Let God, oh, let go and let God let go and let God, my brother, let go and let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.